So nobody asked a question. You explained Guru Kripa Kevalam. He said, I'm doing bhajan. How do I keep from thinking, having hunkar enter into my practice of sadhana bhajan? I think I'm the doer. I'm doing this bhajan. I'm chanting these mantras. I'm chanting these shlokas. I'm singing these bhajans. Actually, anything we do is, we show, it's a fool's proposal to think I'm doing this bhajan. And bhajan is the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Krishna appears as Guru to engage people in the service of Krishna. And if we're able to do something, that's why before we start any engagement, we always offer prayers to Guru. Our shastras explain before we pick up mantra, pick up mala or anything, we offer prayer to Guru. We offer prayers to Guru and Krishna because they're the ability in man, they're the intelligence, they're the energy. And that's why it says Guru Kripa Kevalam, it's only cable. Kevalam means only. It's only mercy. If Krishna gives the mercy and Guru gives the mercy, I engage in service. If Krishna withdraws the mercy or Guru withdraws the mercy, Punar Mushika Bhava, the expression is there. Punar Mushika Bhava, again become a mouse. Story of a man went to a great Guru. He said, give me power. Make me very powerful. Actually, a mouse went to a sage. He said, oh, the cat is always, lion is always disturbing. No, he said, the cat is always disturbing me. Make me a dog. So he said, okay, become a dog. And now this cat became a dog by the kripa of the guru. Yeah, nice. And then he said, oh, now I'm a dog, now the jackals are disturbing me. Please make me a jackal. So the sage gave him the power, turned him into a jackal. Now he's a jackal, the lions were chasing him, wanted to eat him. He came to the sage, he said, give me some power, make me a lion. So he made him a lion. Then when he's a lion, he looked at the guru, the sage who gave him that body of a lion. He said, oh, you look tasty. I'd like to eat you. And he started approaching the guru that made him a lion. He said, oh, I'll eat you up. I'm a big lion now. I don't need you anymore. I'll just finish you, eat you. What do I need you for? And then the sage, he said, what is this? Punar Mushika Bhava. Again, become a mouse, you stupid fool. You're overcome by hankar. Think you're the doer. Think you're great. So that's Punar Mushika Bhava. Always remember, any moment we become a mouse means we become worthless, we become in Maya, overcome by Maya. As soon as we forget that we're children of mercy, that's why we say, Aham Kripa Patra, I'm Guru Kripa Patra, I'm a recipient of the mercy of my Guru. Without that Kripa, I'm nothing. This is the Sharanagati Bhava, the sincere disciple. He always feels Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev. Guru Kripa Kevalam. It's a fact. So it's a matter of keeping our intelligence in the right position, and remembering where did I start? You know, I'm flying at this altitude, but how I got up here in the sky, flying so high above the planet. I was on the ground, and I had a runway, and I took off, and I learned how to navigate and fly this plane. Now I'm flying in the sky. I think I'm such a fancy bird, so cool, and doing acrobatics and all kinds of fancy flight patterns. But remember, we started on the ground. So ground zero is the lotus feet of Guru. And the mercy of Krishna. So always remember, I'm nothing, I'm not a big... You read prayers of Sharanagati and prayers of humble submission of great Vaishnavas, and that tames the lion of Hankar, the elephant of Hankar, comes tamed by the words of the great Acharyas. Sharanagati, prayers of Sharanagati, and Dainya Bodhita. These are prayers of humility. You read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the great devotee Haridasa Thakur, when Lord Chaitanya is glorifying him, he replies, as Nichi Jati, Nicha Varna, "I'm low born, I have no good qualities, Nicha Guna, I have no good qualities." So by studying, by associating with advanced humble Vaishnavas, we keep our unruly hunkar in check. And then we always remember, yes, it's a fact. It's only by the mercy of Guru. Guru is everything. In India, they have some prayer, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Maheshwara. So all these are, of course, great personalities of God, as expansions. And Guru is also an expansion of God, Kripa Shakti Murti. So Krishna's mercy is in the form of Guru, and we should always remember that I'm very fortunate. It's only by the mercy of my Guru I have any fortune in life. Jai Gurudev. Someone wrote a question. So I've been living in Vrindavan for some time, but I still feel most fallen. And then we read that Braj is filled with preem. Kankan boli shi rade rade, even the little pebbles and stones are kankan. Vrindavan may kankan boli shi rade rade. And Vrindavan, even the stones are chanting rade rade. Nidhi ban me bandur boli shi radha radha. The monkeys in Nidhi ban are chanting radha radha. Yamuna be lehari. The waves in Yamuna are chanting Radhe Radhe. So Radha's preem, Radha's love, Krishna's love is everywhere in the air, in the water, in the land, in the rocks, in the trees, in the creepers, in the hearts of the people. The love of Radha and Krishna is vibrating. And great devotees like Uddhava and Brahma and Shiva, they all want to take birth as grass and Gomalata and rocks and other things in Vrindavan. It is so glorious. But why I'm here I'm living here, but I don't feel this preem coming in me. I'm so fallen, so sinful, bad-minded. What's happening? Well, what's happening is you're getting purified. Krishna's allowing you to stay here because Puranas say that one can't stay 1 minute in the Dham of Vrindavan unless he's pleasing Hari. About the mercy of Hari. So Hari is very, Lord Hari Krishna is very compassionate and merciful. So he's trying to take shelter in Vrindavan. It's one of the limbs of bhakti, bhakti anga. Mataramandala vas, to live in Vrajmandala. So Krishna appreciates that. Oh, you're tolerating living here. It's not very difficult to live here. Not so much facility and a lot of distractions and hard environment, but you're sticking it out through thick or thin. So the fact that we're passing time here means every minute we spend living in Vrindavan and trying to tolerate our rascal minds and our sinful natures and go on and do bhakti, that we're taking more and more steps towards Krishna. After millions and millions of births, now we're on a bhakti marg, living in Dhamma Vrindavan. It's incredible, inconceivable mercy and fortune. So we have to be patient, nishchara daryat. We have to be patient and steady. And the mercy, we have to believe that the fruit on the tree will eventually become ripe. So all the greatest intelligent devotees in the world, the great leaders of the world, they glorify Vrindavan, they visit here, they want any connection with Vrindavan, because they know that any connection with Vrindavan as a rock, as a Gomalata, as a Goma creeper rock, or any connection with Vrindavan will bring success, if not now, later. This is the power of Brajavas. Definitely success is there. The Mathura Mahadvim, it says, if one dies in Vrindavan, Mathura Mandala says, Mam Aliyam Yanti. He comes to me, he comes to Krishna. So Vrindavan is perfect, it's totally pure, it's full of prema. Everywhere is prema in the atmosphere. But we have to just be patient and do our bhakti as best we can. Try to avoid offenses, and eventually Vrindavan will start to open up its petals of mercy, and a sweet fragrance will envelop our mind and heart, and we'll take on some of the loving attributes of Brijavasis. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavindam, Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavindam, Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavindam, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavindam, Pavana Radhe, Pavana Shyam. I have quite a nice background music here. Sometimes people, they give harikatha and they have flutes playing, synthesizer with flute playing in the background. Everybody, lull everybody into a nice slumber mood, relaxed mood. So here we have kids out on the street banging empty plastic bottles against the walls to have fun. Nice. This is why we're singing Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavindam, Pavana Radhe, Pavana Shyam, Pavana Sri Vrindavindam, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavindam, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jaya 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 Sri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jaya 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 Sri Radhe. Vrindavan, it's called Goshta Raj, Goshta Vrindavan. Goshta means sounds. In the old days, all the coward boys of Krishna, they all had flutes, panpipes and flutes, and it was all music in the air. They'd say every step was a dance, and the words were all singing, all the words were poetry and singing. So now you just have to imagine all these banging plastic empty bottles against the walls, or the various flutes of the coward. These are the coward boys playing different tunes on their flutes. Definitely they have a lot of energy to burn over here. and it's all about making sound. This is a sound proposal. It's not a sound cloud, it's a sound earth. Earth is full of sounds. But it's all part of the ambience, you know, that Bhakti Sananda says to beat my head with a stick when I wake up and beat my head with a shoe when I go to sleep. So we don't have to worry about it. It's all being done automatically by the neighborhood children. They're beating our heads. So any kind of nonsense thoughts, it all gets smashed up over there. They said that the government of India said on Sunday today at 6 o'clock, which is about right now, 6 p.m., everyone should chant Om, because everyone's staying in their homes. In their homes, to chant Om. And here the kids, they're making that a little more energetic. Om has become, I guess if you have a good ear, you can hear Om and all that kind of sound vibration. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavinda, Jai Radhe Shyam.